Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Gosh, look at Dad and Lillian.
I know. She always did love pushing him round in his pram.
That's so funny.
I love the expression on his face.
Yeah. Oh, these pictures are wonderful. How come you got them out?
Oh, I don't know. It's always nice to look back. After all, there's more behind me than there is ahead.
Gran, don't say that. Is that Auntie Jennifer?
That's right. With your Grandpa Jack.
Peggy! Remember your chicken stocks on the hob?
Oh, thank you. I'll turn it off in a minute. It's had plenty of time.
Have you seen these, Mum?
What's this? Oh, goodness.
Look at Dad.
Oh, honestly, he always was mollycoddled by his sisters. Right, well, I suppose we'd better get back to the cricket.
Oh.
Unless you want to stay, Helen.
No, I'll come with you.
We'll let your gran get on with her cooking.
Yes, OK.
Are you seeing Jack soon?
Tomorrow. Jennifer's taking me over.
Well, say hello from me.
I will. Oh, before you go, I've got a card for Brenda. I thought you could pass it on.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's to say congratulations for getting the job. It's such good news.
Yes, isn't it?
She and Hayley have gone into Birmingham today to buy some new clothes.
Ah, it's here somewhere.
Mum!
Oh, Lillian, is that you? We're through here.
Where?
In the conservatory.
Ah, here we are. If you don't see Brenda, maybe you could give it to Tom.
Yep, sure.
Oh, hello, Pat. Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad. You?
Great, thanks.
Good. Mum, there was an election flyer on the map. Shall I leave it on the table?
Yes, please. I'll read it later.
Actually, we were just on our way back to the cricket.
Good grief. Is it that time of year again?
Yep, first match of the season. We told Tom we'd give him a bit of support.
Oh, well, don't let me hold you up then.
See you, Gran.
Yes.
I want to look at more of those pictures sometime.
Oh, go out through here. Have a look at my peonies. They're absolutely beautiful.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye. Take care. Helen seems very cheerful.
Doesn't she?
And what about you? How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I'm much happier now.
Good. It was terribly difficult, I know, seeing Jack and Violet holding hands like that.
It helped a lot, speaking to Ted. It's nice to talk to somebody who understands.
Oh, we understand.
Oh, yes, of course, but are you all right, dear? You seem a bit...
Yes. I'm sorry, I've just got a lot on my mind at the minute. Look, shall I make us a cup of tea?
That'd be lovely.
Oh, no!
Oh!
The stock!
Oh!
The boil dry, oh, Lillian, quick!
I didn't smell anything. Look, is the kitchen door shut?
Oh, how stupid. What have I done, Lillian?
Hello, Pep.
Oh, hi.
I didn't know you were back. Did June drop you off?
Well, I didn't walk back from Borchester, did I?
No, but... I don't know. You might have got a lift back with friends.
Well, then you would have heard the car.
I suppose. Well, it's lovely to see you. I'm glad you're here.
I've got work to do. And washing. Is Dad around?
No, he's at the cricket.
Right.
So what have you been up to? Have you had a nice weekend so far?
It's been okay.
Pip.
What?
Look, I haven't seen you since Friday. Look, I'm not checking up on you. I'm just missing chatting about what you've been up to.
I've been spending some time with Jude, which I can't do here, can I?
Oh, Pip.
Mum, I have to get on with my work.
Look, Pip...
I haven't got time. I need to hand my music composition in.
Haven't you finished it yet?
Oh.
I'm just wondering. I don't want you to get behind with your work.
Well, then let me do it, will you?
All right.
I'm home, aren't I? Can't you just be pleased about that?
Oh, dear, the smell.
No, look, don't worry. We just need to get some air in here.
My best pan. Just look at it. It's ruined.
Oh, not necessarily. If you get it into soap straight away.
It's burnt black, Lillian.
Yeah.
Oh, what an idiotic thing to do. I thought I'd turned it down to
the
low.
Yeah, you had a lot going on, Mum. Pat and Helen were here and then I arrived.
Oh, careful, Lillian.
Oh, it's fine, Mum, it's fine. Look, why don't you go and sit down?
You tried to turn the fan on, didn't you?
Yeah, Mum, I did, yeah.
So why isn't it working? The light still comes on.
I don't know.
And it's turned on at the wall, isn't it?
Well, if it's really broken, I'm sure we can get it fixed.
It was fine before. Oh, what if I need a whole new cooker hood?
Well, then that's what we'll have to do. It's not a problem.
Oh, honestly.
Just leave it. I'll clear up in here and then I'll bring you that cup of tea.
What?
Come on.
Oh, yes, all right.
But go and sit in the summer house. Get away from this awful smell.
Oh, nice shot, Tom.
They're doing okay, aren't they? Don't Edgley normally give us a run for our money?
I think so. Be honest, I don't normally pay that much attention.
No, me neither.
Alistair will be pleased, though. He's been busy signing them all up for Nets. He wants a bit more success this year.
All right.
Did Dad tell you about Sid, by the way?
No.
Yeah, he's asked him to train as an umpire. Richard Thwaite's covering while they're away in New Zealand, but they need more than one new one, apparently. Dad's chuffed to bits.
Right. To be honest, I haven't spoken to Dad much since last week. Is he all right?
He's fine. You knew he'd react this way.
I suppose I was hoping he might start to come round.
And he will, eventually.
You think?
Look, you have to understand, Helen, it's not just Dad. This isn't going to be easy for a lot of people to understand.
I know.
Even I had to take a deep breath when I heard you were going into the clinic in a couple of weeks.
I just want Dad to be part of it, though. I don't want to get through a pregnancy feeling he's angry with me.
No, he's not angry. He just can't see it as the right thing to do. All you can do is give him time.
Yeah. I've been thinking, Mum. I won't be able to do some of the things I normally do around the farm.
Oh, such as?
Well, you'll have to taste the sterling gold for me.
I think I can manage that.
And I won't be able to lift the veg boxes.
Well, that's a while off yet.
Crossed fingers. I weighed myself this morning.
And?
I've put on a couple of pounds since last week.
Oh, well done. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I told you I've got to go in for an ultrasound on Thursday.
Yes, you did. We'll manage without you.
No, actually, that's not what I meant. I wondered if you'd come with me.
What? When?
Well, for any of it, really, but especially this bit.
Well, yes, of course I'll come.
Really?
I would have offered, but you said you wanted to do it all on your own.
Well, I did feel that way at first, sort of proving myself, but now I'd like someone to share it with.
Well, that's lovely.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Of course I'll be there.
Oh, thanks.
How are you getting on?
You managing okay?
Yeah, fine.
You're doing some biology.
What does it look like?
I thought you were coming up to do some music.
Well, I looked at it, but I need to do some more on it at college.
Right.
So now I just need to get all this in my head. Okay?
Pip. Now, don't bite me head off.
Mum.
I just want to talk to you about your work. Do you really think it's wise to spend quite so much time at Jude's?
Oh.
It's such an important time for you, with the exams so close.
Don't you think I know that?
Well,
it's not my fault I can only see Jude at his. It's yours.
Well, it doesn't have to be every night, though.
It isn't every night.
You've been back late most evenings. Or stayed over.
And I wouldn't have to if you just let Jude onto the farm.
Pip,
well, would I?
That's not the point. You can't concentrate with Jude around anyway.
And I can't concentrate here either.
So you are struggling then?
That's not what I meant.
Well?
Look,
Look, can we just leave it?
It's not much more than a month now until your exams are
6 weeks?
Exactly. You can see Jude as much as you want after that.
Oh, right, so you don't want me to see him at all now?
That's not what I said.
I should just be strapped to my desk. Have you ever thought that seeing Jude might be the only thing that makes me happy at the moment? That you're the ones that are making things difficult?
Oh, now, come on.
It's true. And it's obvious that you don't trust me.
Of course we trust
you. How exactly? You don't trust me to choose my own boyfriend. You don't trust me to get this work done.
I'm just concerned you're not giving yourself enough time.
It's fine. I'm working at Jude's, and at least there my little brothers can't interrupt me, and you're not peering over my shoulder.
All right. All right. I'll leave you to it, okay?
Thank you. I just want to be left on my own.
Oh, Mum, can you bring my lighter for me when you bring the biscuits? I think I left it by the back door.
Yes, all right, dear.
Thanks. No. Hello?
Lillian, hi. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Paul.
I was just calling about next week. I'm going to be up in Webster Bridge on Wednesday.
Oh, right.
Is it still okay to pop over sometime?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Is that all right? I mean, if you're busy...
No, come over.
You sure?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm at my mother's.
Oh, well, this isn't a convenient time.
No, really. We we had a bit of a moment earlier, though. My mum left a pan on, and then when it started smoking, the extractor fan wouldn't work.
Oh, no.
It's fine. There wasn't any damage.
Oh, good.
But now she's mithering on about how to get it fixed.
Right.
I told her I'll deal with it, although, to be honest, I'll probably just end up putting my finger on someone in the Yellow Pages.
Well, I can take a look at it if you like.
What?
If I'm coming over anyway.
Oh, no. No, Paul. Honestly, I'll find somebody.
Don't be ridiculous. It's no trouble.
Yeah, but I don't want you to feel obliged.
Obliged? Why would I feel that?
I don't know.
No, I'm happy to help. I can bring my electrician.
Well...
It's better than picking someone at random. You don't know who you're going to get.
No. Well, all right then, if you're certain.
Of course.
Very kind of you.
It's my pleasure, Lillian.
Oh, look, Mum's coming back. I better go.
All right. Well, tell her not to worry.
Yeah, will do. Look, I'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah. See you then.
Mum!
Everything all right? Who was that?
Hmm?
On the phone. Wasn't anything important, was it?
No. No. Nothing important at all.
ICT.
Information and Communication Technology. Computers and stuff, Gran.
Oh, right. So it's got nothing to do with domestic science, then?
What's domestic science?
Cooking.
No, that's food technology.
Oh.
But in ICT, we have to make a video, and I thought I could do a cookery show.
And you want me to demonstrate?
That's right.
OK, I see. Now that you've stopped talking to me in initials...
I thought about asking Mum.
Oh, well, would she like to do it?
You're a better cook, and Mum has no time.
True. Well, that sounds like fun. Where do you want to do it? Here?
No, at home. I talked to my teacher and he reckons we should cook some really old-fashioned family classics.
Does he? I'll have to get my thinking cap on. Hey, you two! I told you, be careful!
Sorry, Mum. It was Jamie.
Hey, no, it wasn't.
Hey, Josh. Why don't you go and kick the ball around for a while? Show Jamie how it's done.
Sure. So is that okay, Grandma?
Yes! I'll have to think about what I'm going to cook, but I'm looking forward to it already.
Cool. Hey, Jamie, what did you do to your notification? He looks knackered.
You all right, darling?
Yeah, I'm fine. So, Joshua's got you doing a Delia, then?
Oh, he told you.
Yeah, said on the way over.
Right. Well, I was hoping I might be more of a Nigella.
Yeah, he's steady, Mum.
Although, to be honest, it'll probably turn out more like Fanny Craddock. Josh wants me to make some old family favourites. I might dig out those recipes Auntie Prue left me.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't try to keep up with them.
Oh, well, I need to spend a bit of time with Jamie. Kathy's been moaning at me about being at the calf all the time.
Oh, have you posted Muriel's presents yet?
No, I'll do it tomorrow.
Kenton.
Yeah, I forgot about the bank holiday, didn't I?
When I gave you my card to put in with it, you said you'd send it straight away.
Yeah, I know.
Her birthday's a week tomorrow.
And it doesn't take that long for a parcel to get to New Zealand. Look, trust me, Mum, don't worry.
So how's it going at Jack's?
Oh, it's good, I think. I mean, you know, still a bit of a bomb site. They haven't finished ripping out my old flat yet.
It's going to be so different.
Yeah. Hey, come on!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I think I should probably take them up to the country park.
Yes, that's a good idea. I need to go out soon anyway. I told Peggy I'd pop over.
Oh, right.
Who's your electrician, by the way?
Electrician?
At Jack's. Peggy's cooker hood is broken.
I'm not sure. Someone the builder gets in. Well, I can find out if you want.
No. It was just if you could recommend somebody. Lillian says she's going to sort it up, but Peggy was fretting.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry.
Right then. Come on, lads. Let's go while there's still glass left in the windows.
You don't mind, do you, Prof?
No, of course not. It's always good to see you, Jack.
Yeah, it's just I'm trying to keep out of Clary's way. She's on the warpath.
Excuse me, Jack, I just need...
Sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. So, what are you in her bad books for?
Oh, it's the garden this time. Clary wanted to spend the bank holiday getting it looking nice.
And?
Says she stood by the back door and had a good look round. And it won't do.
What went?
Well, there's some truth in it, I suppose. It's a bit of a mess. There's a lot of odds and ends all over the place. And well, as for the shed...
The shed? Surely she can just shut the door.
Well, that's what I said. It ought to be a man's domain. Eh?
Quite.
But there is a lot of stuff we've accumulated. Eh? Car parts, garden ornaments, our old mangle.
Mangle?
Yeah. The very same one my Susan used to use all them years back. Come with us from Grange Farm. And then when Clary tried to go into the shed... I mean, it ain't like she didn't find her secateurs in the end.
And that's what she's upset about, not being able to get to her garden equipment.
Well, that and a bit of old compost.
What compost?
Well, I knows we keeps most of it at the field, but, well, sometimes Eddie comes home and there's stuff left over in the van and... Well, isn't like we deliberately slung it on top of her lilies.
I see.
So now she wants it all gone. All neat and tidy, she says.
Well, that's not so terrible, as you say. You've got your field.
Oh, we can't put it there. It's our place of business. Well, this lot, it's all odds and sods.
Right. Well, I suppose in that case, you'll just have to take it to the tip.
The tip?
Well, if it's only junk.
Oh, there's a lot of money tied up in that junk, I'll have you know. We can't just throw it away.
Well, can't you sell it at a car boot?
Well, we might do normally, but Clary wants it gone by next weekend.
Well, all of it?
Every last hubcap and paving slab. Reckons her plans for the garden can't wait. Says she's got a bit of time and her time's like gold dust.
Then I don't know what to suggest. Sounds as though she's tied you up with the proverbial Gordian knot.
Gordon's what?
I suppose you could have an auction.
Eh?
Although I can't imagine anyone bidding for the items you're talking about.
No, it's a thought, though.
Well, are you joining me?
Hmm?
I'm cleaning the Riley.
Yeah. Oh, right, of course, yeah. Hey, Prof. You know you might be on to something, yeah?
It's so unfair, though. Have I ever said stuff like that?
Really bad, was it?
You should have heard her. Dad had just got back and Pip was trying to sneak off to Jude's.
That guy's so creepy.
You don't know that.
He's 29 and he's still at college.
Exactly. What kind of a loser does that?
Hey, that's not nice.
It's true, though.
Well, look, age isn't everything. I mean, some people just take longer to mature.
It's still not right, though. I'd never get away with speaking to Dad like that.
Nor me.
Well, I used to look at it the other way. I mean, the more your brother and sister get into trouble, then the more you can get away with.
I guess.
No, believe me. I used to love it when your gran and granddad were angry with Auntie Shula. I could run wild.
It's so rubbish being an only child.
Hey, Jamie.
What did you do that for? It's going to go in the lake now.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, great. That's just brilliant.
No, don't worry. It might have just got stuck in the undergrowth.
Is this yours?
Oh, God, Kirsty.
Don't scream. I'm not the creature from the swamp.
Where did you spring from?
I'm doing some clearing for the Wildlife Trust. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
And helping Patrick, counting dragonfly larvae.
Oh, and how's that going for you?
Not bad, actually. Huh? Must be a good food chain, because we're finding plenty. To be honest, I don't really know what I'm looking at, that Patrick tells me what they are.
Oh, no, that's the kind of man you want. You know, someone who knows his dragonfly larvae.
Shut up, it's good fun.
No, I'm sure.
And we've cleared a lot of the undergrowth, too. The Wildlife Trust's going to start building a hide there soon.
So are we going to play some football?
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, don't let me hold you up.
No.
Oh, and just be careful where you kick that thing. You don't want to incur the wrath of Patrick.
Oh, of course. Although, actually...
Yeah?
Kirsty, I've been waiting to hear from you for days. Have you decided whether you're going to come and work for me or not?
Sorry, Joe, you lost me.
Very simple. You're right, Nick. Folk ain't going to bid for a load of old tat. That's only if they knows what they're bidding for.
Well, how won't they?
Lucky dip.
Sorry?
Oh, well, you must know what a lucky dip is.
Well, yes, of course.
Well, you might win some nice brasses, but then you could win an old bicycle pump. Yeah.
Like in a raffle?
Well, if you like. Except instead of buying tickets, you make bids.
Well, then it's not a raffle, is it? It's still an auction.
Oh, blimey, you ain't got a lot of common sense, have you, you academic?
I just can't make sense of it in my head.
Hang on a minute. Hey, missus, spare a minute, can you?
Oh, hello.
Afternoon, Jill.
Good result at the cricket yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed. Though I thought Alistair could have positioned the field better.
Really? I thought they did rather well.
No, listen to you, missus. What would you say to getting your hands on some great Grundy merchandise?
Well, it depends what it is.
Well, no, that's the thing, you see. We've been having a bit of a clear out and we've turned up some lovely old stuff. Oh, antiques, bric-a-brac, fascinating items of objects d'art.
Really?
Oh, no, we could have sold it. But, we thought it'd be nice to raise some money for a good cause.
Gerald.
Yeah, it's all right, I'll explain. The Prof's been giving me a hand.
Have you, Jim?
Well, only in as much
so
as
we're
I...
going to have a lucky dip auction. Now, what you have to do is to make a bid, you see. It's a secret, mind. They'll all be sealed.
Right.
And then the folks what bidded the most, they wins one of our top range of prizes.
Oh, I see.
We've got bedding plants and top grade compost. Oh, lovely ornaments for your garden.
An old mangle?
Susan's mangle?
I suppose that's there too, yeah.
Is it still working?
Oh, perfect. But even if you don't win that, we've still got some remarkable consolation prizes. Everybody will go away with some of it.
Well, that does sound like a good idea.
What did I tell you?
So, who are you raising the money for?
Like I say, it's a good cause.
And what's that?
Yes, Joe?
The Ambridge Heritage Group, that's it. Isn't that right, Prof?
Kenton, are we going soon?
Yes.
There's no space here.
In a minute. Come on, Kirsty. What more do I have to say to you?
Nothing. I heard it all last week.
Look, you're closer to home. I'm going to pay you more.
Is that a promise?
Well, yeah, all right. And what about the tips? I bet you don't get those at the Bull.
People buy me a drink sometimes.
Oh, come on. What, you're going to stay at the Bull for the odd occasion Brian's feeling frisky?
Look, Kenton, you make it sound fantastic, but I just need some time to think.
About what? Okay, listen to my plans for the opening weekend.
Oh.
It all begins on the Friday night with a special VIP night.
VIP?
You heard me.
Like when you said you'd get a celebrity for Umbridge's Got Talent.
No. Look, just go with me, will you? So, we have this big VIP evening. Great food, great cocktails, dancing, a banging DJ on the turntables.
Banging?
Yeah, all right, so I'm not up on the lingo.
Lingo?
And then, all across the opening weekend, we're going to run loads of great promotions. We have free drinks, mm-hmm. 2 for 1, all the kind of stuff that's going to bring in the young and beautiful people from across Borchester. Now, come on, tell me you don't want to be part of that.
Like I say, it sounds great.
Well, then.
Oh, I'm just worried about fitting in around the shop. And half the time at the Bull, will they let me go by 10?
Well, I can make sure your shifts are flexible.
Really?
Yeah.
Because before, you made it sound as if you wanted me to manage the bar.
No, we'll find a way.
Kenton!
Yeah, just hang on. Come on, what do you say?
Oh, I still feel bad about letting Sid and Jolene down.
Oh, they'll get over it.
Look, why don't we go on? You guys can catch us up.
I won't be much longer. Trust me. You can't stay stuck in the same place all your life.
Oh.
And we'll have so much fun together.
Come on, you know it makes sense.
Well, I suppose.
Is that a yes? It sounded like a yes.
Yes, all right then.
You! Do you hear that, boys? She's taking the job.
Great!
I promise you won't regret it.
I hope not.
On my head, Jamie.
Okay. Sorry, Kenton. I thought you'd get your head down.
That's okay.
Are you all right? You haven't broken your nose.
No. I'm fine.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Don is going to be delighted. Welcome to the team.
Hey, gorgeous. What are you up to?
What does it look like?
Oh, you're not still working. The guys are starting to think we've had a bust up or something.
What, really?
They want to know why you're hiding upstairs.
I've got to. I've hardly even started revising for my music exam.
You've been at it all day.
That was business studies.
Look, there's no point going crazy over it. Your brain's just going to melt.
Oh, Jude.
Let's face it, what's the point of you being here if all I get to do is watch you study?
Oh, stop it!
Hey? All work and no play make Jude
a dull boy. All right. I'll finish.
Good. That's the correct decision.
But can we go see Auntie Elizabeth?
What?
Well, she keeps asking me if you're going to come to Lower Loxley and look at the website.
Fizz.
Please, Jude. It's not just for me. It will really help you with your stuff.
Well.
You know, analysing someone else's work, looking at different site structures. Didn't you say you had to do that?
I've done loads of it on the course.
It wouldn't hurt, though. And who knows, she might even give you some work one day.
Can't we go tomorrow, though? Everyone else is heading down the pub.
But...
Which means the house will be empty.
Please, Jude. Oh, you did promise. Look, I know it's rubbish.
Oh, all right, then.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And then you can take me home.
Home?
My parents are going to go mental if I don't go back tonight.
They are so uptight.
I know. And it's not what I want. You do understand, don't you?
Kirsty's not leaving Ambridge Organics, though, is she?
No, I don't think so, anyway.
Oh, that's a relief.
Well, Kenton wants her to run the bar in the evenings. I couldn't get him off the ceiling last night. He was so happy she'd accepted.
Well, she is very good. Oh, who's this? Oliver! Hello!
Good evening.
Come in.
Ah, thanks. Hi, Kathy.
Evening, Oliver.
What's this?
Well, I thought this was such a momentous evening, the first time the committee's met since we knew for certain we'd save the shop.
Indeed.
I thought we deserved a bit of bubbly.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
My pleasure. Brown's not here yet, is he? Weren't he and Peggy signing the lease today?
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, right, yeah.
But Susan's in the kitchen, though, so why don't you go through and pop those bottles in the fridge?
Righty-ho.
Thanks.
No, I'll just get out the rotors in case we need them. I think this evening's going to turn into quite a celebration, though.
Well, it looks that way. We do need to get some work done, even so. Mm. I really want to talk about our plans for the opening. We can set a date now.
I thought we were aiming for the spring bank holiday.
Yeah, but I spoke to Alistair. He reminded me it's the same day as the single wicket competition.
Oh, yes, of course.
So I wondered about the Wednesday afterwards.
I don't see why not.
I'd really like to do something that showcases all the local products. You know, I know we already sell our cheese and yoghurt there, but in the future there'll be cream from Grange Farm, Adam's strawberries, Jill's honey when she's got some.
Yeah.
I thought we could close the old shop in the afternoon and then reopen again in the early evening for a party.
Oh, sure.
Well, unless you can think of something better.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry, Pat. It's just I've heard a lot about opening parties from Kenton.
Oh, right.
No, ignore me. That sounds perfect.
Poor Neil. He's probably still got him there.
Yeah, I expect so.
I said not to open the door. I thought it was going to be another canvasser.
He probably wishes it was now.
Well, exactly. It's why I got here so early. I had to escape Joe.
Still, it's good of him to do a charity auction.
Oh, so it's for charity, is it?
Well, apparently. That's what Caroline told me, anyway.
Oh, right. I just presumed it was another of his scams. Do you know what he's supporting?
No, actually. Well, like I say, it was Caroline that spoke to him.
David and Usha are here.
Oh, good.
Cathy, do you know about this auction that Joe's having on Thursday?
Oh, yes. He was over at ours for half an hour last night.
Any idea what he's raising money for?
Oh, he did say. Well, to be honest, I left Kenton to it. I was just pleased to hear they were going to clear up the garden.
Of course.
It was something to do with Ambridge.
Was it the Wildlife Trust?
No, Heritage. The Ambridge Heritage Group.
Who?
I've no idea. I was only half listening.
Oh, Lifford, what about you?
No, I've never heard of them.
Me neither.
Funny that, isn't it?
You don't think it could be the computer? It is pretty slow.
No, I had a look on mine. I've got a 50 megabit broadband and a top-spec quad-core processor.
Sounds impressive. Well, anything else apart from the virtual tour?
Well, I suppose it could be easier to navigate.
Right.
Some of the pages look a bit old-fashioned.
Well, that is our stock in trade.
No, but if you look at the way it's laid out...
Yeah, I know, I was joking.
Right, yeah.
Well, we'll give it some thought, though.
So, how's it going? Getting loads of great ideas?
Ah, yes. I think we've finished, though, haven't we?
Sure.
Oh, here you go.
Cheers.
Nigel says he needs you downstairs for a minute.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. Do you mind putting the wine on something?
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Like I was just saying, though, everything here tends to be old and valuable.
No problem.
Have you eaten, by the way? There's still some dinner left over if you're hungry.
Oh, that would be really nice, wouldn't it, Jude?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Well, come down when you're ready.
Thanks, Auntie Elizabeth. Oh, she's so nice, isn't she?
She's great.
She's got no problem with you. Do you think you impressed her with the website?
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, I bet you did. She can see how brilliant you are.
Hmm.
Wish my parents could be a bit more like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cathy. I don't mean to be thick.
No, it's complicated.
So, what happens when I have to leave at 5:30?
Well...
Because there still have to be two people in the shop, don't there?
Yeah, that's right. It'll be one of the team leaders that covers.
Well, so who's that? Jill, Christine, Oliver?
Jim, Sabrina, Shula and Neville. And they'll close the shop too.
Sabrina's going to cash up.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose... I might have to give her a bit of extra time when we start training next week.
Come on, you two. What are you doing out here? Everyone's in the living room.
I know. We're just finishing.
Can I keep this, Cathy?
Yeah, of course. It's all on my computer.
Have you got a glass of champagne, Susan?
I'll see you in there.
Have a refill.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you know, I can still hardly believe this is happening.
That was wonderful, isn't it? Have you seen what Brenda's written for the Echo?
No.
Oh, well, it's here somewhere. She's already spoken to the editor and they've agreed to give us a full-page spread.
Oh,
here we are.
Oh, right.
Yeah, have a look. It's a really great read.
Cathy, you're not going in there, are you?
Well, yes, I
well,
was.
Watch out. Linda and Brown are having a rather ferocious argument about politics.
Oh, I see. I'll hide behind the sofa then.
Good idea. Oh, Cathy...
Yeah?
I've been talking to some of the others. By the sound of it, Joe's been telling everyone about this Ambridge Heritage Group.
And do they know what it is?
Well, of course not. But I gather he's been saying it's in aid of one of the oldest families in Ambridge.
Ah.
So I'm starting to suspect that Joe might be thinking a little close to home.
He's a devil, isn't he?
Well, let's not jump to any conclusions. As we know from the community shop, all great things have to start from a single idea.
I'm sorry?
Well, it's very admirable that Joe has taken it upon himself to found this group. He might just need a little help to make sure he delivers.
Oliver, what are you getting at?
Well, it occurred to me, if he can conjure up a whole new fund for the village, then surely it could fall to us to decide what it's spent on.
Oh, I see.
Not anything too big, just something Joe could pay for out of his profits, yeah?
Well, there's a sign for the shop. We've just booked a painter for that.
Yeah, it's a thought. Although, to be fair, we've already allocated the money.
I suppose.
Usha suggested a new bench for the churchyard.
Oh, right.
After all, it would enhance one of Ambridge's oldest buildings. Perfect for the Ambridge Heritage Group.
Yeah, that's true. And it's a lovely wildlife area, thanks to Linda.
Usha says she often sees Joe sitting up there, so it's something he'd be able to enjoy himself too.
But how are you going to persuade him to pay for it?
Ah, well now, that's where you might come in.
Oh?
Tell me, Cathy, How good are you at starting a rumour, eh?
Good, isn't it?
Oh, no, that's great.
She's even given the Echo a list of suppliers who might want to advertise to pay for it.
So when did Brenda do all this?
Well, she's been trying to get everything done before she starts her new job on Monday.
Oh, right.
I'm not going to be able to get much help out of her after that.
Oh, that reminds me, actually. I must contact my suppliers to confirm about the shop.
To be honest, I don't think Brenda's going to have much time for anything once she begins this commute.
It's good, though, really, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I mean, when I think that only a few months back we were both turned down for the same job.
Oh, I know.
And now the shop's been saved. Brenda's found herself work, even though it's in Leicester.
Absolutely. And you'll soon be working here in the dairy.
Oh, it has worked out well.
It really has.
Doesn't feel like I'm finishing in the shop, though.
Well, you're not.
Even so, that redundancy money, well, it's going to come in very useful. And the bit extra Peggy's given me.
Good. I'm pleased.
And I'm still going to be postmistress.
Well, that's why we did it, really. We don't want to lose what we've already got.
To be honest, I didn't see how it was all going to be possible, but... Well, now it's here.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite looking forward to it.
You reckon you could really do that?
Of course. I mean, it's all here, isn't it? You could do something really dark and gothic.
Yeah.
And all you need is a decent DV camera. My mates can act and crew for it. I can even edit it on my computer.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I mean, loads of people are making films for the internet now.
You know, you should ask Elizabeth to let you use the house.
Yeah, maybe.
Seriously, I bet she'd let you. You've got so many great ideas. You're amazing.
So?
Yeah.
What now? You don't really have to go home, do you?
Jude.
Guys might still be down the pub.
It's not that I don't want to. It's just...
What? Your parents? Well, come on. We've had a lovely evening. Don't spoil it.
I know.
Who do you rather keep happy? Eh?
Here you are. Oh, sorry. I just wasn't sure where you'd got to.
It's okay. We went for a walk around the lake.
Ah, right.
You were getting inspired, weren't you, Jude?
Yeah. Well, it's such a beautiful place.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
Anyway.
Are you off?
Think so.
Well, in that case, Pip, do you think you could pass a message on to your dad for me?
You
are going back to the farm?
I'm not sure.
Probably not, actually.
Oh.
You're coming back to mine, aren't you, Fizz?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I see.
Sorry, Elizabeth. I'm not going home. Better off calling Dad yourself.
Bowls.
Check.
Plates.
Check.
Cutlery.
Yep, looks like it's all here.
That's all the caravan's checked, then.
I just need to check on the bedding in here.
So when are you going to pick up the students?
Oh, not for another hour or so.
Oh, we've done pretty well, then.
Yeah. We've got quite a few first-timers from Bulgaria this year. So I'll get them settled in and then take them to the polytunnel, show them the ropes.
Right.
Alan said he'd come over about 3 to do his pastoral bit.
Oh, lovely.
Great. There's nothing missing.
You know, I still haven't heard anything from Kate.
Sorry?
About university. And I was just thinking about travelling such a long way to study.
Oh.
I do hope she changes her mind. Finds a course in Johannesburg.
Mum, what did I say?
I know.
If this is what Kate really wants to do, then I think it's amazing. I spent so much time working with NGOs when I was in Africa.
Well, there are other places to study international development than Felpersham.
She wants to see Phoebe.
Oh, I just worry, that's all.
Well, don't. We're all grown-ups now.
Oh, thank you, darling. You don't need to remind me.
Well, it's true.
Oh, Alice called yesterday.
Yeah?
She's voted by post. Her first general election.
Well, there you go, then. We're all capable of making our own decisions. Kate's not the wild tearaway she used to be.
She hasn't changed that much, Adam. Well, you were hardly around then. You don't remember. I was talking to Ruth last week. By the sound of it, they're going through a similar thing with Pip.
And I'm sure she'll come out the other end, a mature and sensible young woman.
darling.
You have to allow people to change, Mum.
How's it going?
Oh, Brian.
Everything ready for the incoming workers?
Yep. Adam's done a great job.
Oh, excellent.
Well, we finished, really. We were just talking about Kate.
Jenny, we've been through this. She'll do what she wants.
All right, all right. I know I'm outnumbered. Let's just leave it.
Okay.
So, have you just got back from the solicitors?
Yep. Lease is all signed.
Oh, marvellous.
So that's done and dusted. Peggy won't have to concern herself about the shop again.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah.
Did you take her back to the lodge?
That's right.
In that case, I might pop over there now. I've got some shopping I said I'd pick up for her.
Sure.
If that's okay with you, Adam.
Yeah, yeah, we're finished here.
And what about you? What are you doing now?
Well, I've got a little time before I have to leave for the station. I might check on the deer.
Oh, right. You mind if I come with you?
And the kitchen's through here, yeah?
Yes, at the end.
Rightio. This way, Stefan.
Okay, Mum? I think so. See, didn't I say I'd get someone to look at the cooker hood for you?
I know. I just wish you'd given me some warning. You were lucky you caught me in.
Well, I thought if you were out, I've always got a key, and I wasn't exactly sure when they'd be able to make it.
What was his name again?
Paul.
Right.
He's just an acquaintance, really.
Well, I hope he knows what he's doing.
Mrs. Woolley, do you know where the circuit breakers are? You know, the fuse box.
Oh, yes, just down here.
Oh, right.
In the cupboard.
Any idea what the problem might be?
Not yet, but don't worry, Mrs. Woolley. We'll get it fixed for you.
I'm sure. Would you like a cup of coffee? The kettle's just this minute boiled.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Thanks.
And your friend?
I expect you'd have a coffee too. Milk, one sugar for me.
Right.
All right. It's off, Stefan. Do you want to check it's safe?
So do you think it'll take long?
Oh, it's hard to say. I shouldn't think so, though. Worst case scenario is that it's the motor.
Oh, I see.
She seems very sweet. I take it you haven't explained who I am.
No, I didn't want to complicate things. You don't mind, do you?
No, no, if you think that's what's best.
Oh, Lilia!
Yeah, okay, Mum, I'll get it. Jennifer!
Oh, Lillian, I wasn't expecting to see you here. I've brought Mum some shopping.
Morning, Jennifer.
Oh, Paul.
Nice to meet you again.
Yes, you too.
Paul's come to look at Mum's cooker hood.
Well, I was in the area anyway.
Oh, were you? Well, yeah, I told you, Jenny. Paul's working in Webster Bridge.
Right, well, my goodness, this is a surprise.
I can't see any signs.
No?
Here, you have the binoculars, but I don't think they're ready to carve yet.
Thanks. Beautiful, aren't they, the hinds?
Mm. So, what did you say Joe wants to raise money for?
He wants a new bench for the churchyard.
That doesn't sound much like Joe.
Well, that's what I thought. Oliver insisted. Kathy said the same thing.
Oh, well, in that case... I turned Joe away when he came over yesterday, but if it's actually genuine...
Well, you still don't know what you might win, though.
Actually, some of the items sounded quite good. There were plants for the garden, and you know how much Ian and I need to get on top of that.
Mm. Does that hind look like she's pacing to you?
Huh?
Near the fence? Oh, no, she's stopped now.
Yeah, and there's an old mangle.
Oh, yes, the mangle. Your mother mentioned that, too. I said to her, you wouldn't stick an old tumble dryer out in the garden, would you?
Oh, come on, it'd look rather nice.
Well, clearly I haven't got an eye for that sort of thing. I can't see anything here either.
No, well, they should start any day soon.
Well, let me know when they do, because I can always give you a hand with the ear tagging.
Oh, cheers.
Know how busy you are.
Well, you can say that again.
Still, the strawberries look good. It's a smart idea to go over to tabletops for the new ones.
Yeah, good, isn't it? Should certainly make the pickers more productive.
Hmm.
I was thinking, actually, Brian,
yeah?
You know I mentioned a while ago about expanding into something else?
Hmm?
Well, I'm thinking about a couple of bays of cherries in the autumn. It's becoming such a growth area.
Sure.
And I know I've already got at least one customer.
Oh, really? Well, who's that?
Ian. He said he'd love to get hold of some local cherries for the kitchen.
Right. Well, I think we're finished here, aren't we?
I reckon so, yeah.
Good. We may as well head on back to the house.
There you go.
Oh, wonderful.
All it was a loose wire. It's working again now, though.
Thank you, Paul. That's such a relief.
That's no problem.
Now, how much do I owe you?
Oh, don't be daft. I'm not going to charge you for that.
No, really. I should pay Stefan something.
Honestly, Mrs. Woolley, I'm happy to do it as a favour. Stefan's being paid for today's work anyway.
Well, that's very kind of you. It was all a bit of a shock.
Yeah, I heard.
Did Lillian tell you? There was smoke everywhere and the smell. Oh, I know I was probably just being silly.
No, no, it's scary. You walk in, you think something's on fire.
Yes, quite. Anyway, thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Actually, Paul...
Yeah?
Since you're already here, one of the taps is a bit leaky. You couldn't have a look at it for me.
Sure.
Only if you've got the time. I don't want to put you to any trouble.
That's fine, don't worry. It's no trouble at all.
He's only trying to be nice.
Yes, I know.
And Mum seems perfectly happy.
Look, I'm not disputing that. He seems like a genuinely lovely man.
He is.
And it's very kind of him to come and look at the cookout for her. But why did it have to be him? How are you going to explain it to Matt?
Mum doesn't know he's Matt's brother.
But what if she finds out? You know you're entangling this man more and more in your life.
Jenny!
Matt might still not want to see him when he comes out.
Things will be different then.
Oh, Lillian.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but then I was never expecting it to be anyway. It was always going to take a while to adjust. Matt's got to get over what he's been through.
Lillian, are you worried about Matt coming home?
No.
Really?
No. Of course not, Jenny. Can't wait.
Oh, all right.
These last 6 months have been hell without him. Honestly, stop trying to look for things that aren't there.
Right.
Hi there.
Oh, hello.
I'm going to be a little longer. Your mum's asked me to look at a tap.
Oh, she hasn't, has she?
Oh, it's fine. Probably just needs a new washer.
Oh, but you really don't have to.
Well, I may have to draw the line if she asks me to fit a whole new kitchen. She's a lovely lady, though. I can see where Lillian gets it from. And you too, of course, Jennifer.
Well, I suppose I ought to be getting back. I only came over to drop off the shopping.
All right, then.
I'll go and say goodbye to Mum.
OK. Hopefully we'll meet up again sometime.
Mm. Yes, perhaps.
Oh, are you sure you don't mind, Paul? You've already fixed the fan.
No. Like I say, shouldn't take long and then I can get out your hair.
No, I didn't mean that.
No, I know, but I have to get back to the site.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, you can always come back afterwards.
Sorry?
Well, I ought to thank you somehow. And I expect you'll be wanting some dinner.
Absolutely.
So, you come over later then?
I'd love to.
Good. Wonderful. I'll get an extra steak from the butcher.
And the second lot of students arrive on Saturday, is that right?
Yep, you've got it. So that's when I thought we'd have the barbecue, you know, when they're all here.
Sure. You got any trips lined up yet?
Oh, yeah. We'll probably do London and Stratford again. Although I might ask them if there's anywhere else they particularly want to go.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hi.
Right, well, I'd better make a move.
Yes.
They're going to be waiting on the platform otherwise. See you, Mum.
Oh, bye, darling.
Explain to him why you should put a bid on that mangle, will you?
I'm sorry.
Ignore him. He's just talking about Joe's auction.
Ah.
Now, is everything all right? Peggy okay?
Oh, Mum's fine. Her extractor fan's working now. You won't believe who fixed it.
Who?
Paul.
What? What, Matt's brother? What was he doing there?
Yeah, good question. Lillian said she just happened to mention the cooker hood to him and he said he could help.
And what did Peggy say about it?
Well, they didn't mention who he was, did they?
Oh, I see. Oh, it's like that, is it?
I don't know, Brian. I mean, he's ever so nice.
I expect he is.
He was mending a tap when I left.
That's not the point, darling. What's Lillian playing at?
Oh, wish I could tell you. I mean, all this trying to nurture a relationship with Paul...
Not very likely, is it?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps it is for Matt's sake.
But?
Well, I just wonder. I mean, she hasn't lived with him for 6 months and... Perhaps she's starting to have doubts. And if she is, and she could just get over this blind sense of loyalty...
So you do think there's something going on with
not necessarily. Though they do seem to get on well with each other.
Right.
Oh, I shouldn't be thinking like this.
No, carry on.
Well, even if it's not Paul, I mean, if she could find somebody like him. Oh, he seems so kind and decent. Such a contrast.
Mm.
I am wrong to think that, aren't I?
No, not at all. I think you're absolutely right. If Lillian could get shot of Matt, seems to me it'd be a jolly good thing.
Who's a naughty boy, then?
Yeah, I know.
Coming over here, stealing our stuff.
Well, I haven't stolen Kirsty. No, I'm just, you know, advancing her career.
Well, that's not how Mum sees it.
Jolene's fine.
What? Come on, I'm the one who's going to have to manage the pub without Kirsty.
Hey?
On your knees, mister. What? I want to see you grovel.
Okay, well, if it makes you happy.
Kenton? I'm joking. I don't care. I'll find someone to cover Kirsty.
Oh, right.
In any case, the bar isn't opening for a while yet, is it?
No, not till next month.
Oh, well, there you go, then.
Yeah, hey, I don't suppose you fancy joining Team Jacks, do you, once we open, yeah?
Oh, are you serious? I reckon Mum would really pummel you then.
Okay, well, worth a try.
Hey, come on, get out of here. Huh? Oh, I've got this customer to serve.
Oh, you all right, mate?
Hi there.
Oh, yeah, watch yourself with this one. She's very feisty.
Hey, go! Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries.
He's the village idiot.
I heard that.
What can I get you?
Diet Coke, please.
Ice, lemon?
Ice, please. And have you got a menu?
Oh, sure, yeah. There you go.
Ta.
So, are you here on your own?
Yeah, well, I've been meaning to drop in again for a while, actually.
Oh?
Well, the guy I work with always seems to be here. You know Jazzer, yeah?
Yes, I know Jazzer.
And I pass by here every day. So.
You're not Harry the Millman, are you?
Well, but my surname's Mason, actually.
Good to meet you. I'm Fallon.
So you heard it off Mike?
Aye, that's right.
And who did he hear it from?
How should I know?
Oliver Sterling.
It might have been. I still got better things to waste my money on than a church bench. I mean, I'm sorry, like...
No, you're all right, laddie. What I was expecting, neither.
Joe?
See you around there. Yeah.
Do my eyes deceive me? You're not heading to the village hall, are you?
No, actually, I just come from there.
Oh, well done. That's marvellous. And after all that nonsense about not voting.
Voting? No. I just thought it'd be a good place to catch a few last-minute bids for my auction.
Well, where's your sense of civic duty?
Hey, Kenton Archer.
Oh, afternoon, all.
Don't suppose you fancy upping your bid, do you? I know they're sealed, but an extra fiver might make all the difference.
Kenton, don't listen to him. Go and vote.
No, that's okay.
There, you see, he don't mind.
No, of course not. Especially when it's going towards such a good cause.
You're not talking about the Ambridge Heritage Group.
That's right. Joe's going to buy a new bench for the churchyard.
No. I'm sorry.
Isn't that right, Joe?
Yeah, well, no.
I thought he was going towards one of the oldest families in Ambridge.
Yeah, that was the plan.
But then he changed his mind. At least, that's what Cathy told me. Oh, and I've told Mum and Robert and Shula.
I see. Oh, well, in that case, I take it back.
What, not your bid?
No, what I said. It's very civic-minded of
him. Yeah, I know. Everyone's very impressed. I mean, there just aren't enough public-spirited people around like you, Joe.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Folk round here could be a lot more charitable towards them most in need.
Good job we've got you, then. I'll definitely make a bid.
Really?
Of course.
Oh, right then. Here, have an envelope.
No, actually, it's really good fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the thing with a single wicket competition is that anyone can play. I mean, even I played last year.
Really?
Well, don't look so shocked. I got all the way to the semi-finals.
No, I just can't see you in pads and a jumper.
Oh, really?
What's all this then, eh?
Oh, hi, Jazzer. Look who's here.
Aye, I can see.
All right, mate.
I've been telling Harry about the single wicket.
You know, if it is open to anyone, I might give it a go. I've played a bit of cricket in my time.
Well, you can, eh?
Hey?
It's not open to everybody.
But I thought you said...
You have to live in the village.
Really? Well, it didn't say that on the poster.
Maybe, but that's the rule. Isn't that right, Fallon?
Well, actually, I think it might be.
If I can't play, you can't play either.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Sorry, pal. Lager, please, Fallon.
Right. Well, I guess I'll go and find a table.
You do that.
Oh, your plowman's won't be a minute, Harry.
Cheers, Fallon.
That's right. One sip of your cell where you belong.
Tazza!
What?
What's your problem? He's completely different from the way you described him to me.
Is he now?
He seems like a really nice bloke.
You and all.
Know what Kirsty and Brenda were talking about now.
Where are you going? What about my lager?
I'm going to take him his lunch.
Fallon!
Back in a minute, Joe!
Now, Cousin McCreary, I knows what you said before.
Oh, Joe, don't even start.
Now, this is your last chance. I'm going back to start the auction, see?
I tell you, I don't want to buy any of your old junk.
Oh, well. Well, you might as well buy me a pint for me trouble, then.
Although, actually...
Huh?
Keep one of them here.
What are you doing?
I'm going to place a bed, don't I?
You are?
Aye. I've just thought if somebody would want to make a contribution.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
Quite.
It reminds me of Sir John Soane's museum, but with rubbish instead of antiquities.
Yes, I know what you mean.
I'm not entirely sure I want to win anything now.
Oh, come on, Jim. There's a concrete Venus de Milo. You can place it so the chip doesn't show.
Oh, yes. I can see that adorning my patio.
And there's the mangle.
That's about the only authentic thing here.
There you go, Jim.
Ah, and the cider. Cheers.
All right, Ollie.
Kenton, how are you? I hope you weren't expecting a quiet afternoon at home.
Oh, no. Although I'm surprised to see quite so many people here.
Indeed.
Yeah. But I gather that's all down to you, Ollie.
Well...
Oh, so it was your idea to make him pay for the bench, then?
Well, I suppose that was Usha. But it was Kathy and I who decided to spread the word around the village.
Oh, poor Joe. What a masterstroke.
Yeah, less of the poor Joe. I live next door to this lot.
Well, I put in a generous bid. He's still going to make money out of it.
So have you got your eye on anything, then?
I was just saying to Jim, I do quite fancy the mangle. Huh? What about you?
Well, actually, I'm hoping I might get my hands on this lot.
What? The pile of old car parts?
Well, now, what you see as car parts, I see as some fascinating modern art for the wall at Jack's.
Kenton!
Look, you've got some old gears, a couple of hubcaps.
You can't possibly put that in Jack's. We're opening a bar, not a wrecking yard.
Have some imagination.
Honestly, really.
No, if it was all cleaned up.
Well, at least you won't have to bid very much.
Don't encourage him, Oliver.
Although, now that you mention it, here, hold my glass.
Eh?
No, I'll put in a second, smaller bid. That should improve my chances.
Oh, Kenton!
Well, you better hurry. I think things are about to start.
Hey, Joe? So, will you just explain to me why you've dragged me here at all?
Oh, just look at it, will you?
Well, yeah, it's a yard sale.
It's a charity auction. He'd on be Ed's grander.
So...
He's the old tenant of Grange Farm. Use your heed, will you? It's the perfect thing to go on your blog.
Oh, right.
What mail do you want? We've got a quaint wee country event, lots of local colour. The eccentric old man of the village.
I see. Well, why didn't you just say so in the first place?
I bet this is just the kind of wholesome fun your internet pals like to hear about.
No, you're right. This would be great.
You see, you've got to keep your eyes peeled, Harry. You never know when something might crop up you want to post on the web.
Sure.
Eddie, turn the music off, will you?
Hey, look, it's about to get gone.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm going to film you, ain't I? Like for that video you done last week.
Good afternoon, everybody!
Just listen to Joe.
And welcome! Welcome to this special auction in aid of the Ambridge Heritage Group. Yeah, well, I hope you're all enjoying yourself.
Say, Harry, pay any attention to me.
I'm making a start by opening the sealed bids. Then they'll be placed in order, with the biggest getting their wonderful top prize.
And I'll come and act as a witness, Joe. Make sure it's all fair play.
Jim, no.
What's the matter with it?
No, I am not having a garden gnome at the end of the bar.
Why ever not, if we're going to have car parts?
Seriously, Jim, it'll ruin my decor.
Nonsense. Gnomes are very chic.
Chic?
Yes. Who's that French designer? Philippe Starck? He made a garden gnome stool.
Oh, you have to be kidding me.
I think this chap will do very well.
So you didn't win the Venus de Milo, then?
Ah, Oliver, meet Jack.
Jack?
Jack's. You see? He's going to be our mascot at the bar.
No, he's not.
Well, maybe you need to rethink your modern art, then.
Oh,
you'll make a bob or two on the scrap iron, anyway.
You didn't happen to hear who won the mangle, did you?
No, actually, now that you mention it.
I thought it was supposed to be the top prize.
Yes.
Mine was the largest bid, wasn't it, Jim? Caroline thought we could put it in the yard at Grange Farm, back to its roots, so to speak.
So what did you win?
8 bags of compost.
Very useful.
Exactly. Well, I shall go and find out.
Well, it was a surprise, but no, these are great.
Well, you better thank your mate, Jezza McCreary.
Oh, yeah, I do. Nice one, Jazz. Putting in a secret bid for me.
Don't mention it. I thought you might win something nice.
Well, these are a nice set of dumbbells, aren't they?
Yeah, cheers, Jazza. These will come in handy in my fitness regime.
No worries.
And he's got it all on video.
Oh, is that a fact?
Aye. I thought it might be entertaining.
You'll have to take a look. I'm going to post it on the Grange Farm website.
Oh, yeah, well, I reckon I will.
Well, I better get off. Pay the man then, Jazza. And thanks again.
You what?
Oh, so you're paying, are you?
Harry, that wasn't...
He's a nice lad. Good of you to make him feel so welcome in the village.
Aye, he's made himself very welcome.
Joe!
Here's your 10 quid.
Yeah,
Now, excuse me.
How do you do, Oliver Sterling?
Oh, sorry, Jezza.
You happy with your compost, are you?
Actually, Joe, I was wondering about that. What happened to the mangle?
Ah.
I don't mean to quibble, but I don't recall anyone winning it.
No, well...
I just wondered...
I couldn't give it away. It used to belong to my Susan.
Oh, I see.
And when I think of her standing over the tub and put me long johns through it, well, it just means too much to me.
Yes, of course.
You don't mind, do you?
No, that's fine. I can use the compost at Grey Gables.
Yeah, well, I checked it with Clary. It's going back in the garden outside Bartleby's shed, and she can plant her flowers round it. Been standing on Grundy land for a long time when all's said and done.
Lovely. Well, as long as you're not annoyed with me.
Annoyed?
About the church bench.
Oh, no. You know, actually, I reckon I got more bids from them when I heard about that.
Well, then you'd better not disappoint them.
Eh?
Well, we can expect the bench to arrive soon, can we?
Yeah, well, we'll have to see, because I need to tally it all up and make sure I've covered all my costs.
Well, I'm sure you have. And people will be expecting it.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'll help you choose it. You could even put a plaque on it.
A plaque?
Well, to say that the Grundys donated it, after all, Joe. What could be a better tribute to the oldest family in Ambridge than that?
Pip, I'm only asking if you're going to be home later.
I said I don't know. It's a Friday night.
So?
So, everyone else is going out.
Please, love.
I might pop back for a couple of hours to get changed.
Look, you've only been home for 2 evenings this week.
Dad, I need to go to college.
Would it really be so terrible to stay in tonight?
I have to go.
Pip, what? What's he doing here?
Dad.
Hey, what do you think you're playing at? You didn't tell him that he was allowed on the farm, did you?
No, of course I didn't.
Well, then why is he here?
How should I know? He was supposed to wait for me at the gate.
Hey, you!
Dad, stop it.
You could have hit something. What the hell do you think you're doing driving so fast?
David, I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to be here,
You're damn right you're not.
Dad!
But as I was driving up, there were some cows in the lane.
What?
I mean, they look like yours. I think they got out from a field next to the river.
Oh. Yeah, they might be.
Of course they are. Didn't you hear him?
They're heading down towards the main road.
Oh, hell. Oh, right, well, I better get some help. Do you know where your mother is?
Oh, she's gone out, hasn't she?
I'll have to try and find Bert, then.
Well, why don't we head down there now?
What?
Jude can drive me. We might be able to stop them before they get onto the road.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, all right, then.
Right, come on, then.
Just wait for me down there.
Yep, will do, David.
I shouldn't be long.
When you think the Athenians managed to get 6,000 citizens into the assembly several times a year, it doesn't seem as if we've advanced very much.
Oh, no. They said there were hundreds turned away in some places.
Such a shame. After so many years of voter apathy. Mm. Now people are actually motivated to vote and then prevented from doing so. And what a terrible introduction to democracy for those students.
Yeah.
I feel some returning officers may not be returning in the future.
Well, at least it wasn't like that in Ambridge.
Oh, no. The only obstacle there was Joe, touting for his auction. Oh. Which reminds me, could you use a gnome, Susan?
Pardon?
I now have a garden gnome seeking a good home.
Oh, Is that what you want?
Not to my taste, but it was worth it to head off Kenton's bizarre enthusiasm for modern art.
Well, they're not really my thing. You could try Derek Fletcher.
I shall, thank you. At the risk of being critical, it seems chaos hasn't only been reigning at certain polling stations.
Oh, no.
I'd like some tea bags.
Oh, sorry, Jim. Robert's right in the middle of the refurbishment.
As much as I like the smell of sawn timber.
They're over here. We had a right old hunt around with Jill earlier. Are these all right?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
She needed a lot of ingredients for her video.
I'm sorry?
Oh, she's doing a cooking video with Josh.
Is she?
Yeah, for a school project. His teacher wanted some family classics, so she's going to do a couple of Prue Forrest's old recipes.
I don't think I've met her.
Oh, no. Prue's well before your time. You should ask Shula about her.
Oh, I shall lose no time in doing so.
Oh, is anything else?
Just the tea.
All right, that's £1.80 then, please.
I should have that.
Always used to do well at the flower and produce show, did Prue?
170, 80.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, I don't know about proportional representation, but I certainly think the mechanics of the voting system need overhauling.
Oh, probably.
Still, at least my chap got in. Good day.
Oh.
In you go.
Get a move on, Kenny.
Oh, shut up. What good is that going to do?
Yes, all right.
That's it, girl.
Just hang on.
Go on. That's it.
Okay?
Yeah, I think so.
All in, Dad.
All right.
Shut the gate, Jude.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Thanks.
Whoa, that was a bit mental.
Oh, you did really well, though. You managed to control the cows.
I just did what I was told.
Even so, I reckon you're a natural. Isn't he, Dad?
What's that?
Jude, he was really good with the cows.
Yes, well, at least we managed to get away without having a nasty accident. Is that gate shut properly?
Yeah. They're not going to escape again.
Good. Well, we can hold them here till I find out how they managed to get out. I'll have to take them back up the lane to their pasture.
Do you need any help?
Huh?
Well, we can stay and give you a hand if you like.
No. Pip needs to get to college.
I was only going to the library.
No, honestly, it's fine. Most important thing is that they're out of the road.
Thanks to Jude. It's a good job he came to tell you, wasn't it?
Yeah, no worries. Well, if there's nothing else we can do...
Dad?
No, come on, Fizz. Let's get to college.
No, hang on. Thanks. You did the right thing coming to tell me.
Yeah, well, I couldn't just leave them, could I?
No, but seeing as there wasn't anyone else, you've been a big help.
No problem.
I appreciate you giving me a hand.
So, when did they give you the date?
I had a meeting yesterday.
Why didn't you call me?
Well, I knew you were coming today. Anyway, it was only box ticking stuff, discharge grants, how to get me valuables back. They wanted to know about a travel warrant, but I told them you'd be coming to pick me up. I mean, you will be, won't you?
Well, obviously.
Just checking, I wasn't sure anymore. Especially after your outburst last week.
Oh, Matt, I can't wait to have you home. Come on, you know that.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's all I can think about. I'd started to wonder...
Yeah, well, don't. A week on Tuesday, we'll be together again. You'll be back in your own house, in your own bed, and we can put this whole terrible experience behind us.
Good. That's what I was hoping to hear.
It'll be a fresh new start, okay?
Yeah. Thanks. So,
what?
You made a decision about fronting the business yet?
You don't mind, do you?
No, of course not. Go ahead.
I just thought it made sense to bring the ingredients straight up here, then I can walk up on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, Josh has been getting ready too. He's been busy practising his camera angles.
Has he really?
Yeah. I can't wait. I could never get enough of Auntie Prue's steak and kidney pudding.
I better do it justice then.
Mm.
I have to leave you to it now, though.
That's all right, love.
I've got to go and fix this broken fence.
Do you know how it happened?
Oh, I expect it was just the cows reaching over. Ground's pretty soft there.
I see.
I could do without the hassle. I wanted to get some spreading done this afternoon.
Still, at least you'd spotted they'd escaped. What?
Well, that's exactly what Pip said. And she's right. I can see already that she's going to say that this makes up for the accident with the quad bike.
Oh, David, I don't envy you.
I'm sure you don't.
It must be so difficult having her staying over there.
Well, the truth is that Pip wants our attitude to him to change.
She hates being at odds with you. Of course she does.
Yeah, but we aren't going to change our minds about him.
No.
It's so difficult, Mum. I feel as if I've... Well, as I've backed myself into a corner.
You were entirely justified in banning him from the farm, David.
Yeah, I know I was.
He could have killed her. It was totally irresponsible.
Absolutely. But we weren't to know that the consequence would be our daughter sleeping over at her boyfriend's house night after night.
Which is not what you want at all.
No. We don't like it, Mum.
Neither do I.
He's not doing her any good at all. And we miss her.
Oh, David.
And I've thought about lifting the ban on the farm, but he's not right for her in any way. I can't back down now.
I didn't think I was pressuring you. I said I'd give you some time, didn't I?
Yes, exactly.
So what's the hold-up? I mean, there's not that much to think about, is there?
Look, I'm not saying I won't get involved in the business. I want to. I'd like us to be part of this project together.
Right. So?
Well, so, it's a big decision.
You don't trust me, do you?
What?
Is that what this is about? You think I'm going to make a mess of it all over again?
No.
Then what is it, Lillian?
Look, I told you, I just want to do a little more research.
You don't need to do research. I've been doing this for years.
Well, this isn't like before. I want to know what I'm getting into, all right?
Yes.
So just let me get on with it.
Fine, okay, do what you want.
Thank you. It won't take long, I just need to be sure.
Dad?
Oh, Pip, what are you doing here? I thought you weren't coming back from college.
I said I might do. Do you need any help?
Well, can you get the gate for me?
Sure.
Go on, girl. Go on, out the way.
Did you find out how they managed to get out?
Yeah, it was a broken fence. I've put some barbed wire across it now.
Right.
They won't be escaping again.
I quite enjoyed earlier. The three of us. We did a good job. I've missed doing stuff on the farm.
Really?
Of course.
Right, well, it's all sorted now. Although, if you like, you can come and check on the Herefords with me.
Dad.
What?
You know what? Come on, please.
Pip.
Can't Jude come back on the farm? You saw what he did today. He was great with the cows.
Pip.
We've learned our lesson, both of us.
It's not as simple as that.
Why not?
You know why.
It's not as if I want to spend all of my time at Jude's. I love the farm. I want to be able to bring him here. But I...
Yes, well, go on.
But I love him too. Yeah, I knew you'd do that.
I'm sorry, but...
It's true, though. We just click. He's the first person that's ever really happened with. And you're making me choose.
Choose?
You're saying it's Jude or the farm.
I'm not.
How are you not?
Pip.
Well?
Have I said that you can't see him? But what happened earlier, it still doesn't change anything.
You just don't care, do you? Duke could do anything and you still wouldn't like him.
Isn't a matter of liking him or not.
What then?
If I were to lift the ban, if I were to let Jude on the farm...
Yeah?
Then it would be giving you the impression that I approve of him. As a partner for you. And I don't, Pip. So I can't do it. Not yet.
Fine. Then you can't blame me. It's not my problem. It's yours.